بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن عقبة بن عامر الجهني رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله عز وجل يقول يا ابن آدم اكفني أول النهار بأربع ركعات أكفك بهن آخر يومك. This is a chapter of Salatul Duha, and we explained previously that some muhaddithin have not made a differentiation between Salatul Ishraq, as we call it, and Salatul Duha, meaning about 15 minutes after sunrise till before Zawal, a person can read Nafil Salah in that time, 2 or 4 rakats, and it will be categorized under the same category and the same reward, while the Sufis make the differentiation that if you divide this time between half, then the first half will be for Ishraq and the second half will be Salatul Duha. We have mentioned some of the benefits, the forgiveness of sins. It is a sadaqah for the joints, 360 joints of the body. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so this is a hadith, a qudsi, a hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates a saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is not in the Quran, is referred to as a hadith, a qudsi. So Allah ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, O man, ikfini awwal an-nahar bi arba'i raka'at, perform 4 rakats of salah in the start of the day, in the beginning of the day, and I will suffice you through these 4 rakats for the rest of the day till the end of the day. In other words, some ulama say this refers to specifically the ishraq salah, that a person that performs 4 rakats of ishraq, 15 minutes after sunrise, he got up to about 1 or 2 hours to perform this 4 rakats. Then if he reads these 4 rakats for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will take care of his affairs and his work, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see to his well-being and his affairs till the end of the day. Person that performs 2 rakats of salah, he gets the reward of hajj and umrah. Person that performs 4 rakats of salah, then his work is taken care for the rest of the day. Really, we encourage one and all to make it a habit to perform these 4 rakats. It will only be a few minutes before leaving for work. Or if a person has a place at work and he needs to leave early, so leave with wudu and make sure we perform these 4 rakats. What a wonderful way of ensuring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is with us in performing our work and getting our work done for the day. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.